Brian Fallon of the
Thank
Gaslight
you.
Anthem here on the morning show. And it's when you do a session like this, we talk a little bit about it before we get on the air, a more stripped down.
Yeah, yeah.
He's wearing clothes. I mean, stripped down acoustic.
Yeah, version. I got a t-shirt.
Yeah, absolutely. And you hear the lyrics even more. You can actually hear, and your lyrics are such an important part of this record, too.
Yes.
They're just, for lack of a better word, just very real.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you've heard that. You must have heard that, and it must surprise you because you probably don't know any other way to write songs, right?
Yeah, I don't really think too much about how they sound. I mean, like, it's just, I'm just saying what I know to
right.
say, you know?
And do you find, like, and on this record, too, is it your life experiences that you're writing about? Is it what you're seeing?
Yeah, especially this one.
Especially this one?
Yeah. This was like I'm at a weird time in my life where everybody's kind of abandoning their adolescence and developing into adults. And
right.
You know, those terms are being needed to be defined and buried in some cases.
So buried in a lot of cases.
In a lot of cases.
Yeah.
You can't carry, I think there's like a threshold between adulthood and adolescence, and there's a lot of things that I'm finding out as I go, you can't carry and you have to bury.
And for you, is writing a song, is that how you carry
a little bit
on and bury
sometimes,
it?
Yeah.
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 It must be interesting to know that you can look back years from now. And see,
yeah.
You know, because a lot of people document their life from other people's music. You know,
yeah.
A long-running band like anyone from an REM to a U2 or whoever, you go like, oh, I remember when that record came out, that's where I was. But I imagine for an artist, when you look back, you've got to be like, wow, that's where
that's
I was.
That's where we were, yeah.
Do you see yourself from the other record and now? Do you see the growth?
Major difference. I mean, I don't know to say better or worse. I can just say that they're different snapshots, you know. A lot of people ask us a lot to compare our records, and they're like, well, how do you think this one sounds to the first one? And I say, you know, you can't compare your kids, you know?
That's
so it's like, you don't, that was the first one, and this is the second one. They're different.
Yeah, the first one, you're a little more careful.
Cautious, yes.
You're not really sure what you're doing. Second one, a little more comfortable.
I would hope so.
Yeah. I'm only having one child, so I don't know.
All
I'm
right.
glad you went to the second one.
Fair
That's
enough.
Good.
Yeah, we're going to the second one.
Yeah.
Mine cost less.
And man, I don't throw up who a band's compared to, but just looking into the band a little bit, it seems like people want to throw out some pretty big names, like a Bruce Springsteen, other names. And I think in that case, I don't think I would mind.
Like, I don't
if that's
mind.
Who you're going to compare me to.
Exactly.
And I think that's the realness of it.
It's cool.
Yeah, that's got to feel good.
I mean, it's better that, you know, people are getting it right, too. You know, because we're not trying to reinvent the wheel here. Like, we know we didn't, you know, we didn't invent this style. We're just kind of trying to write the next chapter in the book. So hopefully, you know, I don't even want to say carry the torch because it hasn't been passed properly yet. But, you know, hopefully that's what we're doing.
Oh, you got a great perspective on it. So it's fantastic. And you have you got a lot of shows coming up. You have sold out your New York show. You got to feel good about that.
That feels really good.
That's Saturday at the Knitting Factory.
Yeah.
Pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, we played the Knitting. That's kind of, we grew at the Knitting Factory. So it was really cool to be down there. And now we're selling it out. All right.
Like, when was the first time you played there?
We played there the first time, actually, was when the band first started. We played the Tap Bar acoustic.
Oh, yeah.
So that was pretty funny. And then we played in October with The Draft and Dead to Me. And that was the first real time where we opened up. And then in February, we played main support for The Loved Ones, and then now it's August and we're headlining.
Well, that's cool. So the club was someone who believed in you, obviously.
Yeah, they take pretty good care of us. It's just been great.
That's great. So. And then you are heading out, and your first show, am I right, in the UK is at Reading?
Yeah.
Let's start small show. No big deal.
No big deal. 10,000 people. 60,000 people.
Dude.
No big deal. Play the Killers. I feel good about it.
Yeah.
But I mean, at the same time, everything that we do is like, well, this is really great. Let's just enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
Let's take everything we can out of it, and you know, because it might be gone.
It's a good way to look at it.
It's
very refreshing. The Gaslight Anthem album, not even out yet.
Not even out.
All this good stuff happening hasn't even come out yet, and it's out on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
You gotta be pretty excited about that.
Pretty excited.
And you're gonna do a couple more songs from the record.
Yeah.
Excellent. What do you got for us?
This next one's this is the first song called Great Expectations.
All right.